Imaging technology is revolutionizing medicine. With the help of MRIs and CAT scans and scopes, patients can see better outcomes. Well, now they'll be able to hear better, too, and consumers could see the benefits as well. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch has a story of a medical application that's moving out of the hospital and into a shopping mall near you.
My second grade teacher, Mrs. Marsh, would be disappointed in me. I'm putting something into my ear, and it's not my elbow.
It's a water balloon.
That's Brian Flagger, an audiologist with a Wakefield company called Lantos Technologies. He's holding an electric tool, the shape of a drill, but instead of a drill bit, there's a deflated membrane. Flagger sticks it into my ear.
And I'm going to inflate. That sound is the motor dispensing my medium into that membrane that's conformed now to your ear canal.
Flagger is filling my ear canal with a high-tech water balloon. It feels weird, but not uncomfortable, even as the device extends a tiny camera into the fluid.
So we're through the first bend of your ear canal. We're getting through to the second bend of your ear canal. Scan's done. Scope is retracting out of your ear.
He's done in about 90 seconds per ear. Each scan collects more than 100,000 data points, and the computer stitches them into three-dimensional maps on a screen.
In fact, it is really neat. You've got a bit of a corkscrew. This ear is very different from your right ear.
So much for my budding career as an ear canal model.
Is this the weirdest-looking ear I've ever seen? I've seen some weird ears.
So this is really going to transform the market for ear products.
That's Darshana Zaveri, a partner at Catalyst Health Ventures, an investment firm in Braintree. Zaveri invested in Lantos because she says this technology answers a lot of people's complaints about ear products, like hearing aids and earbuds.
You hear a lot of buzzing noises and feedback. You have to pump up the volume to be able to get clarity in your music. So all of the complaints that people have around ear products are related to the fit.
Zaveri sees many potential applications for this technology, even outside of the ear, like mapping keyholes and fitting prosthetics. The technology was first developed with hearing aids in mind at MIT with funding from Siemens Healthcare. The German tech giant never did anything with it. Lantos licensed the ear mapping technology and uses 3D printing to mold silicone into custom-fit earphones. Going first to the consumer market makes Lantos pretty unique, says Chris Coburn.
Technologies have grown up adjacent to each other between healthcare and general consumer probably for decades, if not centuries.
Coburn is the vice president of innovation at Partners Healthcare in Boston. He says it's common for consumer technologies to make their way into medical devices.
But with the crossover long established from consumer to healthcare, so far, going from healthcare to consumer would be rare.
But Coburn thinks that could change as the market for wearable technology grows, bringing tech in closer contact with the body. So where can you get your hands on this ear mapping technology out of MIT and Siemens Healthcare? You'll find it at Burlington Mall across from Spencer Gifts. Lantos's Brian Flagger says his company's new store is selling the custom-fit earphones under the brand name Uvero.
The earpiece, being that it's snug fit to your ear, means that the lower pitches, the bass, is actually trapped inside. Instead of it leaking out and you cranking up the music so that you can get that bass back, it's all staying right in there. So it's a very warm earphone also.
Flagger says the tailor-made earphones can help prevent hearing damage, although they could do some damage to your wallet.
$269.
That might be one reason it's hard for medical technologies to migrate to the consumer market. In healthcare, an insurance company might not blink at that price. At the mall, it's out of pocket. The customer better see and hear the value. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.